This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Air Force orders halt to some work on Sentinel ICBM, reads the headline. The Air Force is suspending work on a significant part of its new Sentinel intercontinental ballistic missile program. This is the end of the world stuff. And we welcome Peter Hussey, who is going to help of geostrategic analysis, to help us understand this word cost overrun. Because my memory of building for the DOD is that that's routine. But the Air Force is acting suddenly like a good property owner saying, what's this? Peter, a very good evening to you.
The suspension, good evening, John. Nice to see you.
The news says the suspension comes as the service is working on a plan to restructure the program following significant cost and schedule overruns, requiring a review and a certification from the Secretary of Defense. Is this a surprise to you, Peter, that they've halted it?
No. What they've done is the missile itself is going on quite well. It is within the cost and on schedule, and the guidance set, and so all the hardware for the missile is fine. What we're talking about here are the launch control centers, where we have to build and entirely replace the current 45 launch control centers, literally tens of thousands of miles of cable, and have a new system. And at the same time, we'll operate the old system with the Minuteman missiles. We have to then put into place a new system for the existing Minuteman that'll be there, and then the new Sentinel. And so what the Air Force found out about a year ago was this cost increase in terms of what is it going to cost to redo 400 silos. And every place we looked, whether it was Wyoming, North Dakota, Montana, the soil conditions, the environment were so different that the original projections that thought this was not going to be, were going to be difficult but doable, said, wait a minute, we have a lot of different environments in which we have to operate, and it's going to cost a lot more than we thought. And what they're doing with the launch control system is they're slowing it down and pausing and saying, let's see if we can come up with a launch control system which will be more cost effective and cheaper, and we'll get it done quicker. And that's what they're doing. This the five little there are five launch control centers which are used like in Vandenberg Air Force Base, where we test launch ballistic missiles over the Pacific, and then the Hill Air Force Base in Utah, for example. All of these are test assets which we use not operationally for our deterrent, but we test stuff in them. And those are the things where the work was being done to say, let's do a mock-up of the launch control system in this area, in this facility. And there, and as the CEO of Northrop Grumman said, it's a important part, very important part of the system, but it's in terms of overall value, it's not a huge, right now, it's not a huge amount of money. It's serious money, but we're going to hopefully look at doing this better and more efficiently, and which is a good thing. And it's what the cost overruns that they discovered last year indicated, which is it's going to cost a lot more to redo 400 silos and 45 launch control centers and tens and tens of thousands of miles of cable than we thought.
Gordon, you have a question for Peter.
Peter, why are the Sentinel sites not at the same places as the Minuteman III sites, the existing Minuteman III sites?
They are. They're going to be exactly the same. We're either going to refurbish the silo, which the Minuteman missile is in, take the missile out, refurbish the silo, put a Sentinel in. They're roughly the same size. Or we'll build a silo right next door, literally, within feet, because we know how to do that. But remember, in the 1960s, when we built all these silos, we used 90-some-odd percent of all the cement produced in the world. That tells you the dimensions of what we're talking about here. So the Sentinel will be built either in the same silos of Minuteman, or if we have to build a silo adjacent to Minuteman. It depends on what they come up with in terms of which is cheaper and more effective, cost-effective, and how quickly you can do it. Originally, the idea was we're going to just put 400 Sentinel in 400 silos, which Minuteman is. So we take Minuteman out, put a Sentinel in, and we would do something like two a week. And it would take over about 5 years to do. It's very ambitious, but again, we've never done this before. We've never taken a legacy system and a new system and operated them at the same time. Okay? Because we used to say, okay, Ohio-class submarine, take it out of service completely. and put a Columbia in, one for one. Okay, this is different. We're going to have some number up to 400 Minuteman available 24/7, and then some number of 400 up to 400 Sentinel eventually, and there'll be a mixed force, and gradually Sentinel will take over, and we'll probably keep some Minuteman for some time, just for learning about the missile. So anyway, Gordon, this is going to be a tough job. It is, as I said, unprecedented. Never done this before. Because beforehand, when we built Minuteman, there were no silos. This is brand new stuff. We had Titan silos, we had Jupiters and out in Turkey, but we did not have what came out to be 1,000 ICBM silos all over the Midwest.
Peter, I'm trying to picture what the upgrade means. You say Minuteman's from the 1960s. I have a photograph of the B-36 engineering panel. It looks like a pawn shop of clock faces with actual physical buttons you have to press down and hope that the warning light goes off and on correctly. What does a Minuteman control center look like compared to what the Sentinel will look like?
Well, they're going to be upgraded in the sense of more easily used. They wanted to consolidate the launch control centers. Right now you have 45 launch control centers, and you have to have two launch control guys in two different capsules authorized, you know, taking a presidential order and launching, which is probably going to stay the same. The missile is new in that it can go through defenses. It's going to be more efficient to use. Right now, about 99% of our missiles are on alert, which is extraordinary, but they keep breaking. They keep having parts that have to be replaced. So the old Minuteman are very expensive to operate. And the Sentinel will be, because of the new technology, they will be very easy to operate. And over time, we'll save at least a third of all the cost of operation. And we'll consolidate some of the launch control facilities, but we'll still have 400 silos. So overall, it's militarily better. It's more cost effective, easier to operate, less costly to operate, and it's going to work. Right now, Minuteman, the law says it's got to go through 2030, through 2030, not to, but through, whatever that means. I know when we wrote the law, we just said, well, at least through 2030, because we can't build something as an alternative until then. So Minuteman is the heroic effort made by the companies that are keeping it is amazing, but it's not going to last much beyond the 2030s.
I just want to picture it, Peter. Do you actually have to push a button down in Minuteman? And have you got a
few? What you do is you have a key, and the key, two keys in each launch control center, and you have two military officers, Air Force guys. They have to simultaneously turn two keys, but another capsule has to do the same thing. And they only can do that if they get a presidential order, which is authentic, that says launch. And the president and his military advisors have already decided where the missile goes. So what you do is you put a key, like a door lock, you put the key in and turn it, and the missile launches. Otherwise, even if you put the key in and turn it, it won't launch unless the president has authorized the code, which unlocks the motor. It's a key system as opposed to pushing the button.
Gordon, do we know anything about the Chinese system, about what they're building in northwestern China? Silos, do we know anything about their missiles?
Not open source. We know that they're building those silos. We know where they're building them. We have some idea of how many they're building, but we don't have that same level of detail that Peter just gave us about how the Chinese launch. I assume that it's pretty much the same idea. And it might even be more cumbersome because the Chinese leadership, civilian leadership, doesn't trust the military.
Right.
So there's an added layer of uncertainty there.
Welcome to the 21st century. Peter Hussey, of the president of Geostrategic Analysis. He's a fellow at the National Institute for Deterrence Studies. Gordon Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.